Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard as we do each and every week. Want to welcome my girl, Noelle, holding me down on the other side in the glass. We'll check in with her in just a second. Great show lined up for you tonight. A couple of really exciting interviews looking forward to bringing to you, including Miss Cassidy Scott, pitcher, sophomore pitcher for the Newton Rams softball team. Last week, I told you during the accolades and shout-outs portion of the show where she reached 100 career strikeouts. So congratulations to her on that. And I got a chance to catch up with her over the weekend. And then Miller Grove, the Wolverines football team head coach Melvin Brown, got a chance to catch up with him as well. Got a bye week this week for those guys, but nothing is stopping. They got the regular routine going on as they will get back into action next week. So great conversation with Coach Brown. You'll hear both of those. And as we always do, again, we'll get into our shout outs and accolades and things of that nature. And man, I must say, Noelle, it looks like we're going back. What do you mean?
Back?
Yeah, we're going back. I'll tell you about it in just a second here when we get into the prep roundup. But I want to bring you in to ask you, how was your weekend? How's your week been going? All that good stuff.
Well, you know, one of my many jobs around here is to check in on the dream and know what's going on. Any of the shows call and ask me, you know, what's going on with the dream?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because what's going on with the dream?
Right. It went down exactly how I knew it would. There were some complaints after game one about some officiating. I saw one iffy call that maybe Nas hit, I mean, maybe double zero probably should have got a foul. It definitely swung last night, boy, and I knew it would. And then there was apparently some extracurricular stuff going on with the fan and Alicia Gray. Which
yeah,
is
I
weird.
Saw that. And whatever happened with that, she looked very upset.
Which is just weird because yeah. That doesn't, like, you pick the sweetest, nicest person
right.
in this league to do this to. And I think that's gonna change the tone of this conversation.
Coming back. Yeah,
because of who it is.
And when I say upset, I don't mean upset like yeah. angry, ready to knock somebody.
Exactly.
Like, upset like... Like, Ryan had to, like, calm her down, like, yo,
yeah, like,
keep it together.
She didn't even go back on a possession. One
yeah.
possession, it was, like, 4-on-5, because it was, like, basically, like, who are you talking to?
Right.
But, and then I've seen complaints, like, it was like, oh, you know, she had a bad game, she was pouting. And I'm like, I've seen that about 10 times this season. It ain't never went down like that.
Right.
So, don't give me that.
Yeah, man, I was shocked. I got home, where was I? Oh, I went to Harrison to volleyball. And I got home and turned on the TV. I was like, oh, Dream's on. They should be about wrapped up. you know, and I see the score. And at that time, I want to say it was either close to a 20-point deficit or right under.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, they got beat up. It was physical. Yeah. They got beat up. It was hard for them to get over it mentally. And then, it went the way it went. But I'm expecting a big bounce back tomorrow night. Let's go ahead and close this thing out.
Well, it's win or go home, so they got to bounce back.
The Aces took an L, too, so that works in your favor. They got to go work again, too. So.
Good deal. Well, glad you're back with us, man, and looking forward to, again, getting into all the stuff we're going to get into here on the show. In fact, with that being said, let's go ahead and do what we do and get into the Prep Roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, before we get into some shout-outs and accolades and recap some of the things that I got into local news, GHSA got a bunch of stuff on the tables. We didn't get a chance to get to this last week. But everything from kids... You know, the competitive environment, creating this fair competitive environment, you know, with the balance, they're still trying to figure that out. But the biggest thing that stuck out to me is we're going back to 7A classifications. So, apparently one of the things they want to look to do is readjust, and this would kick in next year. So 6A would be the new 7A. And what happens is down at the bottom, right now we have Single A, Division One, Division Two. So basically what they would do with that is Division One would be the Single A, and then the Division Two would be the 2A, or vice versa, whatever the case may be. But they'd get rid of the Division One, Division Two in Single A, and then therefore that would create 7 classifications. So we're going back to 7 classifications. So I'm telling you, man, it's just always interesting how this stuff goes up and down, up and down. And then you throw in region realignments every, I got to double check that. I think it's every couple of years they do that. Somebody, if you're listening, you can hit us up on the text line and let us know. But it's always interesting to watch how this just continues to fluctuate. So that's kind of the thing that jumped out that we didn't get a chance to get to last week. And like I said, there's a lot that they're, you know, they meet constantly, obviously, if you keep up with high school sports here in the state. And, they're looking at a lot of things, including some stuff on the table about student athletes that try to reclass, and it's a lot. So, but again, the big thing is the thing that stood out to me, I should say, is the fact that we're gonna go back possibly to 7A, 7 classifications. So we'll see how long that lasts. All right, let's get into some of our shout outs and accolades and recap of the week. Couple of shout outs go to Mount Perrin Volleyball's Layla Dunn. She is the sister of Kara Dunn, who played basketball at Mount Vernon. And Kara's, I don't think she transferred. I think she's still at Georgia Tech. But she reached 1,000 career kills this past week. So congratulations to that young lady on that. And another young lady reaching 1,000 career kills is Lawson Moreau. I've got a chance to see her in action of Pace Academy. So congratulations to the two of them for reaching those feats. You know, it's always great to, again, shine a light on any student athletes, coaches that reach these career accolades. Shout out to Coach Miles, too. He hasn't done so yet. I think this week he can do it, though. But Coach Miles of the Carver Panthers, Carver Atlanta, new schools at Carver, however you want to call it, not Carver Columbus. But I think it's one win away from 150 wins over there at Carver. And I believe he would be the winningest coach for the program if he does. I think he already is. But shout out to Coach Miles. I actually ran across that article today. And I've had him on the show before. I've covered Carver a few times. He's done a great job. It's more than football. Every coach, it is. I know. I'd speak to all these coaches. It's more than just the game for all of them. But, you know, what he does with the young men there. And you should, I saw it on AJC. It's definitely a great article to check out because, again, he took over a program where, you know, when he took over 20 kids coming out for football, you know, and it's gone from that to, you know, decent-sized rosters, kids going to college on scholarships. So congratulations to Coach Miles as he looks to notch that 150th win. All right, looking back at the week since I last spoke with you, volleyball was on the slate first up for me last week Thursday. Pulled up on North Forsyth. They were taking on Lambert in a region matchup. They actually would defeat Lambert 3-0, winning all three sets. It was a best of five. They took all three sets by a score of 25-17 in all three sets. So that was kind of stood out to me. But Ella Grace Kraft finishing the night with 10 kills. Lila Jane Kraft finishing with 15 digs. Afterwards, Coach Kaylee Crumley got a chance to catch up with her because this matchup set them up for a region finale, so to speak, I guess you would say, with Alpharetta, with whoever wins that, which was last night. And I'll tell you about that after you hear from Coach Crumley, but that set them up for a big matchup last night. But here's Coach Crumley on, you know, her girls' performance in that matchup against Lambert last week.
I would say I saw us finally go consistently to our middle and kind of open that up, and that was good to see, because I think we've been struggling going there. And against a solid team that's coached and has really good ball control, it was cool to see that open it up for our pins and stuff. We've been talking about trying to run a balanced offense, and so tonight I thought we got a good look at that.
All right, and overall, again, off to a good start now, 17-2 overall, and you stay unbeaten in region play. What do you feel has just kind of been some of the key factors to the season that you've been having overall?
I think our team is super connected on the court, off the court. It's crazy to think about how little seniors we have. We have three seniors. But they all are super close and all get along on and off the court, and I think that pays volumes and dividends into how we play as a team. Tonight we struggled with our trust, but overall, all season so far, we've been really trusting each other to do our job and be consistent in what we're doing, and I think that's helped us play cohesively as a team.
All right, so obviously that trust will be key because a lot of volleyball for you all left. Anything else that's going to be important for you all to finish out strong and hopefully come out the way you want this season to come out?
I think finding that consistency will start off really strong or start off kind of, you know, weak, and then we'll kind of find our momentum. So I would just say the consistent momentum all the way through and finishing matches strong could be great.
All right, and again, that was head coach Kaylee Crumley of the North Forsyth Raiders volleyball team. Now, unfortunately, they did lose a tough one. It went down to the wire, best of five, going five, 3-2. Alpharetta would take that one. So that means Alpharetta gets the number one seed heading into their region tournament and whatnot. But still, phenomenal season that they're having there at North Forsyth. I do expect them to make some noise once they get through the region tournament and then get into the state championship tournament. Real quick, want to shout out my guy Joel Sutherland. He's checked in, tapped in, and it is 2 years, as I initially kind of said, but wasn't. It just seems like 2 years is so quick for them to redo that all the time. But it is what it is. Appreciate that, Joel. All right, Friday, a little football action under the light. Stockbridge went south, and man, they took care of business in a region matchup, defeating McDonough 47-7. Quarterback Joshua Scott, if you follow high school football, you know, in the metro, his older brother Duke Scott was on that team, that playoff team 2 years ago. Duke now at North Carolina State. Actually, ironically, I was watching him play Thursday night on TV because they had the Thursday night game. But anyway, Joshua Scott finishing with 279 yards through the air, 5 touchdowns. Stockbridge improving to 4-1 overall, 3-1 in region play. And afterwards, here's head coach Kendrick Collier. And then that'll be followed up by some commentary from Scott himself.
Yeah, they did a good job. We kind of missed some tackles early. They made some adjustments and just kind of really just played ball in the second quarter on. And they did a great job just really just getting the guys down. That's an athletic team. So they got some special players, 1-6. Them guys suck the tackling space. But we did a good job adjusting and making those plays in the second quarter on.
All right, and that was head coach Kendrick Collier of Stockbridge. And then here's quarterback Joshua Scott again. Phenomenal night for him, 279 through the air and 5 touchdowns.
Really putting the ball in the air. We was executing all of our plays. Our receivers make sure they're running all their right, routes right. They was catching the ball well, O-line blocking well. We was just working together good as an offense and whole.
All right. I talked to Coach earlier this week about you, and he talked about the fact that how he's really impressed with how you've matured with your film study and, you know, your approach to coming to practices. How important has that been for you to kind of really embrace, you know, that when it comes to leadership?
Good. It's helped me prepare for the teams better every week. And I study the film with my receivers sometimes, so we know, like, the different coverages they're going to be in, so we're more prepared coming into each game, and that just helps us better on the field, and that's how we dominate.
All right, what do you want to see you and the guys kind of work on, clean up, as you guys head into this stretch of tough region games?
We have chemistry, but we need a little bit more. Like, we had a few drop passes, a few, like, miscommunicated passes where I missed them a little bit, so stuff like that, but that's about it.
All right, and again, that was Joshua Scott, quarterback for the Stockbridge Tigers. I didn't realize that until just now, Noel, that band was playing some reggae back there in the background. All right, I ain't mad. That might be the first time I've ever heard a band. I never realized it, but yeah, okay. See you, Stockbridge Tigers. All right, last one. Yesterday, got a chance to check out the Harrison Hoyas. They hosted Paulding County and Hillgrove, and they beat Paulding County. Their matchup against Hillgrove would also be for number one seed for the region tournament. Harrison gets it done. They beat both teams 2-0. And again, like I said, the win over Hillgrove solidifies the number one seed for them heading into their region tournament. It was also their ninth straight win. But afterward, here's head coach Christina Johnson.
Yeah, I'm super proud. You know, this is definitely like a rivalry between two schools. So I'm really glad of our girls and how they kept their composure. And even when things weren't necessarily going our way, they kept their level heads and we pushed forward.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, because in that first set, you guys find yourselves down in a 3-0 hole early. You know, what were some of the conversations from you with them throughout the match just to kind of, you know, get them to settle in?
I think that was honestly just the key, is that they had to settle in. They had to feel confident in terms of what they knew, or how we play volleyball. They know what to do. I don't think our defense was where it needed to be in that first set. And, you know, we got onto them there towards the middle, and I think they really snapped out of it and pushed forward.
All right. Obviously, again, a lot of volleyball to go, but what do you want to see the girls kind of focus in on, lock in on down the stretch here?
You know, we have two really hard matches with North Cobb and Kell when we get back from fall break. So just making sure we continue to work hard, set the tone in practice. I mean, these girls work in practice. So set that tone and then just come out, compete with North Cobb on their senior night, and then give Kell a run for their money and then take it to region.
All right, and that makes it 2 years in a row that the Harrison Hoyas have clinched that number one seed ahead of the region tournament. So congratulations to them. All right, that's your recap and your prep roundup. When we get back, Cassidy Scott, pitcher for the Newton Rams softball team. Last week, this young lady, a sophomore, reaching 100 career strikeouts. I got a chance to catch up with her over the weekend. And also later in the show, head coach Melvin Brown, Miller Grove Wolverines football team, he's on deck as well. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I'm Damian Dede Lewis. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See, Noel, I knew I rock with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real at 929 The Game. for all your social needs of this station and at PS_Nation_Nation on the X. So this bumper right here was like one of mine when I was in the music format, when I was on V103. This was one of my bumpers right here. I like my we called them talk beds because, you know, we talked for, you know, well, with the boss down there, you only got to talk for about 30 seconds unless you were the morning show. Talk more than that. Other than that, you got 30 seconds, buddy. It's like with Reggie, there's like 10,000 words on this liner. How am I supposed to get all that in 30 seconds? No, that's my guy down there. What up, big dog? So, but yeah, I used to love that bed right there. That was Field Mob. Sick of being lonely. What, Savannah, right? They were from Savannah, right? No, that was
Augusta, Macon, was it one of those?
I thought it was Savannah. Was it not Savannah for them? Somebody will text us. Somebody will let us know. They was Country Boys. That's what I know. Any other night. All right. All right, this is your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. As I always say, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we prefer to keep things right here in our own backyard, rightfully so. We got so much great talent. It's amazing to turn on the TV on Saturdays or whatever day it is and seeing student athletes that I covered, you know, during their time playing high school ball. Or playing at the high school level here in Georgia. I mean, Saturday, prime example. Man, there was several football-wise. I actually watched some volleyball last week, too, but over the weekend football-wise, who am I thinking of? Mike Matthews, obviously, at Tennessee. I was watching the Georgia-Tennessee game. Several kids over at Georgia Tech that I've seen. So, but it's always really cool to just kind of – not that I'm turning the TV on to do that, but especially when it's like in the case of Mike Matthews, I kind of forgot because I think he was hurt last year. And for those that don't know or remember, he played at Parkview. He was the Parkview standout. He's a sophomore. This is his second year there. But, you know, I think he was hurt last year. And so, you know, I'm watching the game, and he was on one of those Georgia pass breakups. And they say his name, and they go, and I'm like, oh, that's Mike. I forgot, you know. So it's so cool, like, to just kind of be randomly watching, or whatever the case may be, and hear, you know, your student athletes' names, you know, mentioned at that next level, man. I love your success stories, and that's the reason why Prep Sports Nation exists today, and that's why the powers that be, I'm so thankful that they gave us this platform here to kind of talk about all of you now before, you know, the rest of the world gets to find out who you are and whatnot. So really cool stuff with that. Speaking of Saturday and all those, did you watch any of that stuff Saturday? Like, Saturday was probably one of the best Saturdays in college football, in my opinion, as far as TV goes. Like, I literally, the first part of my day, I'm running around with, so, you know, four boys at home. The oldest, he was out the way Saturday because they played, you know, he's football. They played Friday night. But the other three all had soccer and t-ball on Saturday. One of them had two games Saturday. One had one game, one had a game Saturday and a game Sunday. So Saturday, the early part of the day, luckily, even though they had all those games, we were done right when Georgia Tech kicked off. So I literally was driving home with Tech on the phone, sitting in the console, and, you know, got home to get to watch the, you know, majority of that game. And I'm trying to think, did we do anything after? I don't think I left the house, honestly, Noel. I think I stayed home the entire time Saturday and just watched football all day. Because, yeah, as soon as Tech went off, because I was watching that with the wife and my mother-in-law, because she's in town, and, you know, obviously the wife's a Tech grad, I went to the basement, turned the dogs on one TV, put, I don't know, what other game on the other TV, watched the dogs in Tennessee. That game goes off. I go upstairs. I get food. Kind of regroup myself for, because the 7 o'clock slate of games that came on like between 7:30 and 7:45, which the 7:45 start was the South Carolina Vandy game. But I ended up taking the big TV, putting it on the four box on YouTube, and had like four games on that TV. And then, you know, one other game on the small TV. Like, Saturday was amazing.
Yeah.
And then turn around. Football all day Sunday. I didn't lock into any games during the day because I was grilling, but then I wanted to make sure I was done in time for the Falcons Sunday night. So it was like sat between Saturday and Sunday, the amount of football, I will say I'm getting old because when I got home Monday night, I actually scratched that. I was at my son's soccer practice at like 7:30 falling asleep in the lawn chair. Like I was toast. So I got home Monday night after his practice and I was like, what teams are playing? Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm going to bed.
Oh, yeah.
So,
doubleheader, yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I'm going to bed. So Saturday and Sunday, as much as I enjoyed it, they definitely kicked my butt come Monday. But it was just phenomenal. And again, the best part on Saturday is hearing you student athletes who I've covered, hearing your names called on the TV, it's a great feeling, man. So hopefully this next young lady is one of those that'll happen, but she still got some time here on the high school level. She is a pitcher for the Newton Rams. She's only a sophomore, and last week she reached 100 career wins, or 100 career strikeouts, I should say, and I got a chance to catch up with her, and that is Miss Cassidy Scott. Here's my conversation with her. And we'll head out to the waitfor.com hotline where Cassidy joins us now. Cassidy, first off, congratulations to you, young lady. And, you know, what a phenomenal feat that we'll talk about here in just a minute. But reaching 100 career strikeouts last week, congratulations to you on that. Tell me about your softball journey. You know, what was it about the sport that made you want to pursue playing it competitively?
When I first started playing rec, I had a lot of fun. And then once I realized that I could take my talent and test it out, then I just wanted to start playing travel. And ever since then, I haven't stopped.
Nice. All right. So now, with that being said, when did pitching kind of come about for you? Were you pitching in rec as well?
Yes, sir. When we first started, we didn't have a pitcher. And the coach asked who wanted to pitch, and I raised my hand. I didn't really know what it was, but once I started, I haven't stopped.
All right, what age was that?
I started pitching on the rec level when I was about maybe 10.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. All right, well, good deal. And, you know, let's talk about being, a pitcher now. When you're in the circle, you know, what is it like for you as far as, you know, getting into your zone and blocking everything out, you know, and trying to focus on just, you know, you, your catcher, and the batter?
Well, my main focus is blocking everything out and all the parents and coaches that are talking, because at the end of the day, it's just you and the batter and the glove. So, and I want to give all the praise to my catcher because she frames the ball so well, Leilani. And I just repeat over and over, just focus on my techniques and focus on all the training and all the work that I put in. And I just repeat over and over, through all things to Christ, I can do through the Lord that strengthens me.
All right, spending time here on the waveforward.com hotline. Cassidy Scott, pitcher for the Newton Rams softball team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk about reaching that 100 career strikeout. You know, when it all happened, did you realize it? And once it sunk in, kind of, you know, what were those emotions like for you?
Well, when I first did, I didn't really realize it. But once it did happen, I was very proud of myself, and I was like, I just got to keep working, because I truly believe in all the work that you put into the game is what you're going to get out. So just because I've made it and I've accomplished this, I can't stop working.
All right, and for you, let's talk about you and your teammates. You know, you guys have had some success this season. What do you think has been key for you all?
I think what's been key for us and why we've had so much success is our foundation. Mm-hmm. We focus on the little things, and Coach Johnson is very adamant on the little things and just the techniques and stuff. And then the bond that we have together is very great, and I love my teammates, and I trust them so much when I'm pitching that they're going to make the plays behind me. So I think that that's a key factor for all the success that we've had this year.
Spending time here on the waveforward.com hotline on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cassidy Scott, pitcher for the Newton Rams softball team. You guys got a good amount of softball left, especially within your region. What do you feel you all most focus on down the stretch to finish the regular season strong and hopefully reach the postseason?
I feel like we just got to keep doing the same thing that we're doing, and hopefully that we make it out of the region. And we just got to up the intensity, because everyone wants to win. Everyone has an end goal. But if we focus on the little things and then add a little more, I think we should be good.
All right. Great stuff. All right. So let's talk about you. And do you got a pregame ritual? You got a certain song you got to listen to when you're getting your mind right?
We love songs.
Love songs to get ready for a softball game?
Yeah, I'm not really a song person, but if it has to be a song, it would probably be Trust by Keisha Cole.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at that. All right. And one more before I let you go, Cassidy. Big bro, Jaden, watching him go through his experience as far as, you know, playing in, you know, on the high school level, how important has it been for you to be able to kind of watch him go through his process in regards to helping you and the support that he's given you?
Jaden has been the biggest support system that I can ask for. He's always at my game when he's able to make it. Even though he has a lot of practice, he'll still try his best to show his face. Working out with him in the mornings, and he pushes me a lot. So I'm very grateful that I have my brother, because me and him going against each other, competing to be better than one another, is the best thing that I feel like that's made me so much better.
Man, that's awesome, man. Well, beautiful stuff. Cassidy, I want to thank you once again for your time. And young lady, good luck down the stretch of this season and throughout the rest of your career. And again, thank you for joining us here on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. And again, that is Cassidy Scott, sophomore pitcher for the Newton Rams softball team. And again, good luck to her and her teammates. And like I said, definitely want to also shout out to Coach Steve for, you know, making that happen for us as well, because again, he kind of put her on the radar for me. And once she made that happen, I definitely want to, well, once we knew it was going to happen, I wanted to make sure we had a chance to get her on and highlight her. And we're in that time where, yeah, I will start bringing in more student-athletes onto the show, not just the coaches. It's always good to allow the student-athletes to say some things themselves. So you'll hear more student-athlete interviews as well. Joel hit us up one more time. No, he said it is Albany for Field Mob. So you were right. You did say Albany, right? Or did you say, where did you say? You said Augusta. I think I said Savannah.
Yeah, I said Augusta and Columbus. So we hit everyone but Albany,
right.
But that was the one I was looking for.
Yeah, man. All right, good stuff from Cassidy. Still to come here on the other side when we get back. Head coach Melvin Brown of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team. They're off to a good start. They're on a bye week, but nothing's changed. The routine stays the same, because after their final non-region matchup, they get into region play. So they got to be ready to be rocking and rolling. So great conversation with him coming up right here on the other side on Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. And they are so clutch. Ran out the house last week, Noel, and forgot my sideline snacks. So what do I do? Now let me put Ingles in the GPS to see how close one is. And boy, did they come through in the clutch. Racked up on the, you know, I love the Ritz. The Ritz, the little mini Ritz with the cheese in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Those. Grabbed the nice size of fruit snacks, and I was good to go. So, thank you, Ingles Markets.
They're going to always have it for you.
Always. came through in the clutch. I can't believe I left. I literally, because I got me a nice size plastic bag. I have to hide it because when you got boys, especially, like, they eat everything. Like, everything. Like, nothing is off limits. It's like, yo, who ate the toilet paper? Like, nothing's off limits.
I remember living with my nephew.
So, like, I have to hide it. It's in a high spot. And I think that's what happened is because of me hiding it. Literally, it was like, I was like, oh, shoot, didn't grab my doggone sideline snack. So, shout out to Ingles Markets coming through in the clutch. All right, final segment of the show coming up in just a few minutes. You'll hear my conversation with Coach Melvin Brown, head coach of the Middle Grove Wolverines football team. But real quick, what I'm looking forward to the rest of this week and, you know, over the weekend. First up will be some football tomorrow night, actually. West Forsyth and Denmark facing off in a region showdown. Both enter the contest at 1-0 in region play. So shout out to West Forsyth. They're hosting the game. I reached out earlier in the week. Athletic director gave me the thumbs up. So I'm going to make that trek after I wrap up with Dukes and Bell tomorrow from here in Midtown. I'll probably get there literally right at kickoff because of, you know, making that drive up 400 and whatnot. But it's all good. So that'll be tomorrow. Let me not say no football on Friday. There will be football for me on Friday, but as a spectator, my son, he's actually on the homecoming court at his game. Definitely want to be there. You know, obviously his first homecoming. And you know what? Real quick, let me give Carson a shout out. Give all my boys a shout out. They're all doing phenomenal. But I want to say, like, with him doing this, like, you know, all the stuff that I thought was cool that when I was in high school that I wasn't selected to do, it's like he's doing it. And it's just happening. Like, I don't even think about that kind of stuff. Like, honestly, I wasn't thinking about no homecoming. And he comes home one day and tells us, hey, I'm the freshman homecoming king. It's like, whoa, dude, that's pretty freaking cool. He's so casual about it. Like, yeah, you know. I'm like, dude, that's, like, awesome. Like, it's in high school 4 years. Never homecoming nothing. So, shout out to him, man. And anybody getting ready to celebrate their homecomings and being on those homecoming courts, man, great time. Parents, it gives parents a little reason to kind of throw on a little something jazzy sometimes themselves. Some parents do, some don't. But good stuff there. So that will be my football encounter for Friday. Saturday, got a full day Saturday. I don't know if I'll get cross country in. I'm not going to lie, just because of what I got. The baby boy, he's got T-ball. He's the only son that has any activity on Saturday. But DeKalb County is having their winter sports media day. And I definitely want to get out to support that. That'll be like, you know, obviously basketball. Flag will be in there, even though flag technically is a fall sport. But because they don't start, well, their practices should be underway now. But games won't start until typically October for flag. Flag will be mixed in there. So it'll be, you know, your basketball, your wrestling, swimming, and then again, flag. So definitely want to get out to support DeKalb County Athletics for that. Again, that'll be their winter sports media day. And then Saturday afternoon, after I wrap up at DeKalb, Emory, shout out to the Emory volleyball team and my guy Dylan Matthews. So Dylan, I don't want to be putting all his business out there, but Dylan getting to them checks. So Dylan, whenever he can't do his PA duties over at Emory, I have been been kind enough to recommend me as a backup. So I got a chance to do it for the first time last year, and so they reached out to me to see if I'd be available for Saturday volleyball, I think at 2:00. So shout out to Emory. I'll be hanging out over there doing PA announcing for their volleyball game. So that's kind of what my Saturday is going to be looking like. And then obviously Sunday, I'm debating if I want to drive. I want to drive to Carolina, Noel, for the Falcons and Panthers. I really do. It's not a far drive. Tickets still really relatively cheap. To get in, it's not the best seats in the world, but you know how that goes. You just get in the building. So I'm really, 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 really leaning towards wanting to make that drive because, I mean, that's a day trip.
Yeah, it is. If I was going to do it, because I thought about it, if I was going to do it, I would have been back by, 9:00?
Yeah, depending on how long you hang around after the game, yeah. It's a 1:00 game. So game's done, what, Yeah, I mean, 9 o'clock at the latest, depending on how you drive.
I got if there's any traffic. North Carolina, but yeah.
You said you gotta sneak out.
Yeah. But both sides of my family are from North Carolina. So me and my sister have to sneak in and out. You can't let folks really know there.
That like you can't be all on the gram and all that kind of stuff.
It's gonna be very much come see me. I got some chicken. Yeah, we gotta sneak in and out.
Yeah, see my family's on the other side in the Carolinas, like more towards the coast.
Okay.
So yeah, I can go to Charlotte. I ain't got to worry about nobody talking about come see me because that ain't happening.
They don't wanna see me after the game anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
birds up.
Yeah, you better deuces. So, yeah, that's what I'm contemplating. So that's what Sunday would look like if I do it. If not, just watch the game at the house. But I wouldn't mind going up there. I haven't been to that stadium in, gosh, it's been, I think, over 10 years. Yeah, definitely. It has been over 10 years because it was before I was married or right when I got married. So it's been a while since I've been to that stadium. But, again, it's early in the season. Like, with it being an outdoor stadium, like, the weather should, you know, assuming it's not raining. I didn't check the forecast, but assuming it's not going to be raining, like the weather's going to be nice. It's early in the year, you know, for that kind of environment. So really, really contemplating. And like I said, the biggest thing is that the tickets are relatively still cheap for that. So I don't know. We'll see. All right. That's what I'm looking forward to getting into. Now I'm looking forward to letting you hear my conversation with Coach Melvin Brown, head coach, Miller Grove Wolverines football team. Again, they're off to a 4-1 start. They kick off region play in about 2 weeks, but they're on a bye this week. Well, really, technically, almost 3 weeks. But on a bye this week. Next week, they got one final non-region matchup, and then they get into region play after that, the following week after that. So here's my conversation with Coach Brown.
And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline where Coach Brown is joining us now here on the show, Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, thank you for some time out of your day. It's been a minute since I spoke with you, man. First off, I know we're well into September, but how was your summer?
Oh man, summer was great. Guys really work extremely hard, man. We've been the benefits of our hard work so far.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, man, that hard work is obviously paying off. You're off to a 4-1 start. With that being said, you know, what have you seen from the guys in these first five games that's kind of stood out to you?
Just the trust in the system, trusting the process, trusting in each other, trusting the coaches. For this year, just one word, just effort. And, you know, just give me max effort, and you'll see the results. And so far, so good. The results have been good.
And speaking of that one word being effort, you know, coming into the season, in addition to that, you know, when it came down to building off of last season, was there any other areas of focus that you guys were kind of focused on throughout the summer?
Well, from last season transitioning to this season, I kind of knew – I hate to say it this way. I kind of knew we was heading this route. The team was extremely young last year. Mm-hmm. So bringing in 23 seniors, and all 23 seniors are starter. When you're a senior heavy team like that, you expect the results that you're getting. And so our guys got a lot of experience last year, and they're just paying off for us this year.
All right, spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Head coach Melvin Brown, head coach of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team. Speaking of those seniors, coach, how pivotal has their role been for you and your staff when in terms of leadership and you know, being the coaches on the field for you?
Oh, it's everything. And it starts with our senior quarterback, Thomas Winston, who's actually leading DeKalb County in passing yards right now. It's everything. But you got good seniors and good seniors leaders. These guys want to make history at Miller Grove. They want to be the first team to win more than six games. They want to be the first team to win a region championship. They want to be the first team to win a playoff game. And all those things are still in front of us, and they're really, really hungry for it. And the leadership, they basically run the team. I just oversee it. Our leadership is just that good this year.
Well, that's got to be a great problem to have for you. And, you know, obviously a bye week for you this week. How important is this extra time for you, and does anything change in regards to your routine?
Oh, not at all. Nothing changed. We just had practice today. It came at the right time because we only played five straight games. We got little bumps and bruises and things like that that we try to get over before we actually get into this region play. So we got one more non-region game with Greene County. After that, it's time for region play. So we're just trying to get everybody healthy at the right time. So this bye week came at the perfect time for us.
And, you know, I'm glad you touched on the fact that, like you said, one more non-region game against Greene County when you guys do return to action next week. You know, obviously you'll want to walk away with the win. But overall, what do you want to see from the guys in that game? You know, as you mentioned, that's going to be the final one before region play. So what do you want to see the guy? What do you want to see from the guys, I should say, in that game as you'll get ready to open up region the following week?
Just continue to compete. I think offensively we need to continue to work on our run game because we have a really, really good passing game. Our run game is coming along. We have our starting running back went out in the thorough game, so he has not played since. And we have a sophomore running back starting who I think has done a tremendous job since he's been playing. And just continue to perfect that running game because we all do know once you get into November and by the grace of God get into December, you might be able to run this football because that weather gets a little cold,
yep.
That ball gets a little harder for you. We got to be able to run the football. So that's our major focus, honestly, next week is coming in to run this football.
Awesome stuff right there, Coach. Melvin Brown joining us, head coach of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team, joins us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last one before I let you go, Coach. What are going to be the keys to this season coming to an end in which you all hope that it does?
Effort. Just keep trusting each other and play with effort, and let's just see what happens.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I want to wish you all nothing but success down the stretch here. And again, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, listen, I appreciate the opportunity for us to talk about these Wolverines. Go Wolverines.
All right, man. And again, that is head coach Melvin Brown of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team. And it was, I've always liked Miller Grove because they're the Wolverines. Their colors are purple and black. And I went to Morris Brown. We were the Wolverines. And our colors, purple and black. So I've always had a little special place in my heart for Miller Grove just because of that. So all jokes aside, good luck to Coach Brown and the Wolverines this season, especially once they get into region play. All right, that's going to do it for us, man. This hour went by quick, no? We didn't even get a chance to talk about whether and how caught up you are on alien Earth.
I know, right? It flew by. Yeah, I was going to tell you, I'm headed down to West Georgia this Saturday, see what they got going on.
Yeah, didn't they won this past weekend, right?
Everybody in Georgia everybody won on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everybody won. Kennesaw, yeah. West Georgia.
I heard their
State,
game
Georgia
was a good
Southern.
Game, too.
Yeah, it was. It was down to a wire game. Yeah. I think they won by 3.
Yeah, isn't that where Randy McMichael's son is running track?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I know he was somewhere else and then he transferred.
Yeah, so it's yeah. Randy's son, me, Dylan, and Sam Crenshaw. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, y'all going to be – oh, West Georgia. Okay, yeah, yeah. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a few
will.
Folks from
yeah,
out that way.
Yeah, we got a whole
way.
List.
Good stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure bringing you all this hour. And, again, we'll do it again each and every week, bringing you the best in what's going on in the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. This is Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.